Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That's a good stretch right there. Sorry. Busy weekend, and all of a sudden it hits you. You know, you come in, you get up, you're psyched to do the job. You do the job, bam, you deliver the goods. But then it hits you.
That's why you get a nap.
As soon as you get a chance to breathe, when you stop, that's when it hits you. Don't sit down.
I'm tired. I woke up at 1:15 this morning and couldn't go back to bed.
You know what I don't do?
1:15.
When I come home like that after a weekend or whatever, I don't sit on the couch. Because if I sit on the couch,
then you're out.
My body knows.
So good, though.
Yeah, no. It does feel good.
It does feel so good.
But it's just like, yeah, once I do that, I'm done.
I'm done.
Kelly. Buzz 24/7. What do you want to talk about today? What do you want to talk about in the Buzz 24/7? I got stuff. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what you want to.
I don't know what I want to talk about, Greg. This is my special prop for today.
It looks like a paper roll.
What it is. How'd you know?
Yeah. I didn't. I'm intuitive. Like,
hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes. I almost regret asking Kelly what he wants.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Right. What is the stupidest?
I don't know, Greg.
What's the most childish thing you do other than that?
The most childish thing I do. That's got to be a ton.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think,
probably,
too. I mean,
all the
for
stupid
me.
Stuff that roadkill and I say on the air.
I was driving down the road, headed up to Maine, and long stretches of highway that were empty, right? Like, I was above Carmel, Maine. I don't even know where that is. I think it's north of Bangor. Or I was north of Bangor, whatever. And I just started thinking about, you know, if I was a pilot. You know, how I would give my speech, you know.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking.
You know, I automatically slide into the southern accent.
Maybe that's why you're able to do that on the air at the drop of a hat.
Well,
you're ready to go because you've already done all this stuff before.
Yeah, because that's how I screw around. You know, I took a video. I just hit record on the phone as I was driving, and I just made it like I was making in-flight announcements. Now, why would I do that?
Because
I'm a man. But that's how childish I am. I let my imagination go.
That's good. We lose that as an adult. You lose your imagination.
I don't do that, Laura. I like to talk in calm pilot voice. We're about to run into a mountainside, everybody, but it's all good. It's all good. If I speak with a southern accent, everything seems to be just a little bit more relaxed. So don't worry about the man that's on fire that's running through the cockpit. He's okay.
You know, I mean, I just do that. What's the most childish thing you do?
Oh, when we get on the highway, we're getting back on the track.
Yeah.
We're friggin' Bristol.
Yeah.
Bristol. There we go. Bristol. I'm back out there. I got a full tank of gas. Got four tires on. Let's do this.
You're Bristol. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the time that you pulled over and decided to roll down a hill.
But I still do. I mean, I do it now with the kids because I think it's just fun. Like, boys, let's go. Like,
you actually pulled over when nobody was in the car and you just got out to roll down a hill? Do I understand that?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
I don't remember half the shit we talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Right at Dairyfield. Yeah. Bridge Street.
Okay.
And then now I have kids, so it works out even better because I'm like, boys, you guys seem like you're in a bad mood. And they're like, Mom. I'm like, let's just go roll. Like,
that's a good plan right there. That's
do they ever not want to do it?
No. Well, they Parker's going to say, she's like, okay, Mom. And I'm like, I don't care. It still put you in, guess what? It puts them in a good mood. They
wait
don't realize.
The,
it,
wait for the teen years. Oh, my God. Wait for
they're
the teen
They're already teens.
They're going to be rolling something else.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Um, Speaking of things you don't remember, you know, as we prepare for this, you know, getting rid of the junk and cleaning things out, I've been kind of going through things a little bit at a time.
What things have you been going through, Greg?
Just a little, like the office. Like, there's file cabinets. So I open up a drawer and I say, all right, today I'm going to do this drawer. One drawer at a time. Then I go home, right? So I don't do anything. But I'm going through this drawer and... there's the remember how I showed you the note from Lance Ito?
Yep.
That it was, and I said it was on TV, and some people were like, was it really? Here's the newspaper article.
All right.
The fact that it was, and then people saw it. And it's a newspaper article about it, right? So I'm going through, and I get all the stuff. And speaking of stuff I don't remember, this is a photograph of me on television on the...
It looks like you're on the courtroom show.
I'm on a talk show.
It looks like People's Court.
It's not the People's Court.
It's not.
Steely?
It's not. It is, yeah. Rob Steele was that. We were in the audience. And we were on this show. And,
what show, buddy?
It was Geraldo Rivera. Oh, wow. And there's Geraldo. And I'm asking him a question. And I forgot all about it. It took me a little bit to figure out what show it was that we were on. And then I remember.
What was the topic?
I can't remember. Well, I can't remember what the subject was.
I Google that.
I mean, you should know what
it had something to.
If you were on a TV show,
Jesus Christ, Laura, it was 1980. Oh my God, that was something. Yeah. It was like 89, 90, something like that.
Okay, well, you should. If you were on a TV show, you'd think you would remember.
I've been on a few TV shows.
Okay.
Been on a few TV shows. I don't remember. I didn't remember because I know I saw.
It didn't. I've been on a few TV shows.
No,
I
went and saw Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. I've seen a couple others, and I forgot about Geraldo, you know? But anyway, I remember going into his office afterwards to do an interview, and he took off his clothes and had just a T-shirt on, and the dude was built. You didn't want to mess with Geraldo. He was in shape, and he was really cool. And when you're talking to someone like that, you can't really not look you can't look away from the mustache. Because it was formidable.
That thing demanded
back then.
Respect.
Oh my God. I think it was finally, it was shaped. It was a finely shaped mustache. And now that I'm older, I'm looking at people that do a lot with their mustache and I'm thinking, it's a cry for attention. Really is. But when you're on TV, I guess you need something. You need a hook. But yeah, that's me and Geraldo there. Me and Geraldo. And also, yeah, how many of you can say this? Every once in a while you say, hey man, charmed life right here. Not everybody has what I'm holding in my hand right here.
Yeah, but it would mean more if you even knew what it was about.
Oh, I know. This is a letter. Oh, it's an actual letter.
I thought you meant the picture still.
Well, stay with me. I moved on.
Okay.
here is a letter sent to me. Very important memorabilia. This could fetch some money, you know, I think. Signed. Scotty, can you just hand that over to you? It's a nice little note I got. Hand signed, by the way. Totally autographed. Biggest stars on the show ever right here. Who is it?
Don Wells.
Hmm. Who's Don Wells?
I know who that is.
Who is it, Kelly Brown?
She is Marianne.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
No longer with us, by the way. Marianne. So you can have it.
No, that's cool. I would keep that.
You know what? That's pretty funny.
Don, I got a letter from Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
It's
keep
that.
I look at this stuff and I'm like, do I throw that away? I would throw it away.
Why would you throw it away?
I'll keep the picture of Geraldo.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to do a signed little letter from Marianne.
I mean, I was throwing away the calendars until you guys...
Disrespect to Marianne,
by
the way.
Lost 5 years of our history.
I've got an ugly letter from Don Henley. I'm keeping that one.
Yeah.
He climbed up all on my grill. But anyway, all right. So, I don't know. That wasn't what we were planning on talking about. But anyway, welcome to the Buzz 24/7. I was reading this morning. We never got to it during the course of the show. Haunted house actor near Cleveland decided to scare people by using a real knife last week and accidentally stabbed an 11-year-old in the foot. I guess that's bad, right? I mean, we always talk about it. You know, whenever we did, you know, Nightmare New England, you know, they're very safe there. Nothing like that would ever happen. But I always fantasize about, like, if I was going to commit a crime.
Hellfest.
Wouldn't a haunted house be the perfect place to get away with it?
Hellfest.
You could fade
give you some time. Yeah. Give you some time until they figure it out.
Yeah, you fade right into the background. Nobody, I mean, people walking around in costume. It seems like a perfect crime.
The movie, my friend, Hellfest, check it out. It's exactly what happens when a real actor.
Right.
I think Roadkill might touch a few boobies in there.
Yeah.
I'd squeeze them.
I wouldn't do that. I think the guys are coming in, aren't they, in the near future, I think.
We'll find out in our meeting in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, a big meeting that we get. And if I was to ask you something about jobs, the highest paid jobs for something that needs no previous experience. So you could just walk right into this job, right off the street. and you could start off with a very good lemming. A very good lemming. What is the highest?
Something with heights. Something with window washing. You know, you don't really need to do a lot of training for that. Bam. People don't want to do it because they're
so high. I don't know if you've ever sat and watched somebody clean a window professionally.
My nephew did it.
They got this shit down.
Yeah, but I'm saying, friggin' way.
What I'm saying is the biggest obstacle is the height. If you're not afraid of heights, then you could be trained how to clean a window.
Yeah, that's true. But why you get paid a lot isn't because of the window. It's because that thing's sliding all over the place. You know, you're talking on high rises, stuff.
Yeah.
Forget it. Mm-hmm. My nephew got blown around up there. They got to pee in a bucket. You're in front of a window. People can see. Yeah. I'm all set.
No, I'd do the helicopter.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Highway maintenance workers, number five. Four, heating, cooling, refrigerating.
Those are all trades, though. You need to know the trade.
But you'd have to be trained on it. You'd be like an apprentice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, what are they starting at? What are they
making? 50. Insurance sales agents, 50. Recreation and fitness studies teachers. Gym teacher.
Yeah, but insurance, you've got to know how to sell.
You got to sell.
You got to make it
you
work.
You don't start out making
I don't nobody's, like this. Not I'm not enjoying this list.
Yeah. Recreation and fitness studies teachers. So, gym teachers.
Still, you got to be knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So when the kid comes up, are they really suffering?
Go play kickball.
Okay.
You know, you're thinking of the old days, man.
Yeah. I know. You have to have experience. Who's going to hire a gym teacher with no experience?
Yeah, you got to control those kids just like a teacher.
You know?
Screw that.
I mean, they don't hire a gym teacher without a college degree, I would imagine, right? I mean, I don't know. That's crazy. Good paying jobs with no previous experience needed. Yeah, I'm sorry. I ain't buying that.
Who's going to get a gym teacher job with no previous experience?
Exactly. I agree. I agree with that 100%. If you could keep one streaming service, what would it be?
Netflix.
You got to go with Netflix, right?
Got to go with Netflix.
I mean, but Hulu's coming on strong. And so Amazon Prime is also another really good one.
I have Amazon Prime just because I like the free shipping, but I've never watched anything on Amazon.
And I love Apple TV because everything on it is good. Like almost every show I've watched that is an Apple TV production is good.
Yeah, no,
but it's not a ton on there that I'm going to watch all the time.
See, the thing about I like about Netflix is we're getting movies from all. You may have to read a few words here and there.
Mm-hmm. Netflix is number one. 41% of people said Netflix. Hulu's two. HBO Max. HBO Max. I got HBO. But I will say the new Clint Eastwood movie's on HBO Max.
Pretty cool. I still have. Do you watch HBO Max?
No.
Okay.
But those
maybe I'll cancel.
They got me with the flight attendant. They showed me that on HBO. Then they went to HBO Max, and I got screwed.
So there's a show. I'm never screwed, honey. Just ask me.
This is what's going to happen now. Coming up next week or the week after, David Boreanaz. I hope I said that, or I'm not sure. He was in
Bones.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right, Boreanaz?
I don't know, but I know he's in Bones.
And he's also in Navy SEALs or SEAL Team, which my wife likes to watch that show. So they're running the first four episodes of the season on CBS, and then it switches to the Paramount Network exclusively, which is kind of a BS bait and switch move.
Yeah.
So they hook you, and then they got to force you to get. That sucks.
Yep.
Like, I want to watch a show, and it's on CBS for four episodes, and then I got to go over to the pay network?
Yep.
That, you know what that tells me?
It used to suck.
He's going to be on with us in a couple of weeks.
I loved watching BattleBots. And then they'd have it BattleBots Extreme, where the crap was really hitting the fan.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you like this? Check out it on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm already paying for this.
Bullshit.
Like that is bullshit.
Thank you, Kelly. In case you were wondering what that is. That right there is...
my mega horn.
Yeah. No, I meant the...
megaphone.
No, bullshit.
Oh, bullshit.
Stick
yeah,
the
thank
phone,
you
man.
Kelly. Thank you.
So have any of you considered the offers that come in the mail or the emails that you're getting about taking your car back to the dealership and getting a incredible price for your car?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
I did it. I did it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did.
And I did you smashed it.
Am I?
Huh?
I said, then you smashed it.
Yeah. No, I did it with
my car. Am I foolish for not taking this serious?
Yes.
Well,
yes and no.
It's a couple of, it's like, so yes, I just got one and I'm not doing it because I know that my car is paid off next September and I will run it to the ground and I would like not having a car payment. Would I love a new car? Yes. But as soon as I go get that new car, I know that I'm getting into another 5-year loan with the same amount of payments, knowing right. I'm this close to the end. And I'm like, I'd rather just go maybe 2 years without a car payment and bank that money.
Okay. So the last offer I got was $19,500 for my vehicle.
Which is great.
Which is amazing. Be close to what you paid for. Not far from what you paid for.
So my question for you is, if I go in there and I do it, are the cars that they have on lot right now, because we know there's not a lot.
And so how are they getting me a new car?
So am I going to get, do they bump up the price of the cars that are on the lot right now because they're not selling a lot?
No, I didn't notice that. I did exactly that.
Yep.
And I was lucky enough that the cars we wanted, we were really lucky to get the Honda Passport.
Yep.
That's a really nice car.
Because you came up in discussion because me and Amy were talking about it on the way to paint night
right
the other night. And then Amy said to me, well, it looks like Greg kind of stayed in the same car family.
Yeah.
Like maybe one right up a model or two.
Right.
Where I'm looking at maybe doing a different type of a Jeep.
I stayed in the same vehicle. Yep. I can't even remember, 19, maybe a 2019 Honda CRV,
yep,
you know, and I got into a 21, okay, and I still owed yep on the car, right?
Right, and that's, yeah.
But they gave me so much money for it. It was a high mileage car. That's why I thought, if I'm going to do it, maybe I should look into this because I got so much mileage, right? And it didn't matter. They gave me a lot of money for that car, which enabled me to then take a down payment and add it to that, and my payment is less for the new car and a shorter term.
So then
I signed on the other
that's
car.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it was so
if I go and I start looking at new cars, did they all of a sudden go, well, you know, what normally was $13 is now at, that we bumped it up to $17
or $18. Just how, but so my car is a 2016. Got it brand new. It has 158,000 miles
right
on it. I know it's paid off next year. I just
that's a good
thinking,
thing.
You know, would I love the new version of my car? Would love it. But I keep thinking at the end of this, I'll be able to drive my car for another 2 years and just bank all that money.
Yeah, no, that's a smart thing to do. And I was going to do that. But I mean, they even took what I owed.
Yeah.
And I still saved money. And I kept saying to Debbie, the car dealer to the stars, according to Kelly Brown. But I kept saying, this can't be, is this right? Am I misunderstanding it? And she's like, no. I was shocked.
Well, my question is, if they're low on inventory because of this card shortage, how are they giving me a new car?
Well, they have it online. You could go in, like, with Auto Fair. I'm just speaking specifically because that's where I bought mine. You can look online. And then I went down there. When I saw they had a passport, I called and I said, I'm coming down to see that today. Please put it aside. And I went down there right after the show, and I tried it. And I said, can you hold it for one day? And I brought Valerie back the next day. And we got a car that we were really looking for that we didn't think we'd be going to be able to get. I don't know though. I do it for another used car though.
And they are working on like with other dealerships about if you really want this car. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Jeff had gotten the last blue. Like mm-hmm. He didn't want blue, but that's all they had.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh whatever, I'll just take it.
Dude, I got a white car because you know why? That's what they had.
Yep.
I wasn't going to go color. Yeah. I wasn't going to do
no,
that.
I
but
know. I didn't know if there was some kind of catch because the offers look fantastic.
I lose my mind when I get a phone call from someone. Hi, this is Sarah. We're willing to offer you top dollar for your Dodge Nitro.
I haven't had that in 10 years, Sarah.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting any, like, I'm not getting phone calls. I'm getting the letters in the mail that say, hey, we'll give you this right now.
Find somebody you trust. If you got a dealer you work with that you trust, then that's who you go to, and you ask them, give them the lowdown, you know? And it's not like it used to be. Like, it used to be car dealers, they would call you. Once they got your phone number, they would call you and pester you. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
At least that I know of. That's not my
experience.
The
only call I get is the lawn care service.
Yeah, right.
I don't own a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Never really owned a lawn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
I got a little bit of a pop quiz here to round out the Buzz 24/7.
Pop quiz! Wow!
You know, so many people love listening to podcasts. A good podcast is worth its weight in gold. And I thought I'd throw some at you, and we could play podcast or not cast.
Four podcasts that I'm currently listening to.
What are you listening to?
Crime Junkies, My Favorite Murder. Hold on. I do this Law & Order SVU one where they analyze what happened on a Law & Order
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. That's messed up, it's called. And then Counter Clock. Okay. So they're all murder-esque.
Okay. All right. I am listening to... hold on. How do I get off this page? Thank you. I've been listening to... Hold on. Where did it go?
That's what she said, Greg.
Thank you, Kelly.
That just scared me.
Oh, hold on. It's on the Spotify.
There's another weirdo in the studio.
Aftershock, that's the Sarah Wayne Callie's dramatic podcast of the end of the world and stuff. It's pretty cool. I love drama. It's like listening to an old-fashioned radio drama. I'm listening to that. What else is there? Podcast Conspiracy Theories. I like that. I also listen to Dax, Armchair Expert, that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to throw out names of podcasts. You tell me if it's a podcast
right,
or a not cast.
Okay.
Okay? Very simple, Kelly. Try to go easy on you. We're Gassy, Kelly. We're Gassy.
Podcast.
Two hosts and a different guest each week talk about food that makes them gassy.
Yep.
And if they eat them, they have a passing wind contest on every single... Is it a podcast or an
podcast? Yes, it is.
Yes. You say it is. Okay. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, yeah. It's not a podcast. That's the stupidest thing ever.
You suck.
Last podcast on the left, Scott. Podcast that blends morbid true crime with horror and comedy. The last podcast on the left, Scott.
This is real.
That is real. Yes. I listened to that one.
You knew that one. Laura, Golf Bags and Fun Bags.
No.
It is hosted by a husband and wife team. He loves to play golf, and she has fake boobs.
No.
Yep.
Kelly Brown for the win.
Yeah. Wow. No. Nice job, Kelly.
No, I'm kidding. I was going to say that's
you
so
didn't win.
Horrible.
Not really. Drinking Bros. Scotty, Drinking Bros, the male host, hits the mic twice a week to drink booze and talk about the things you would think that four drunk guys would talk about. Drinking Bros. Podcast
yes.
or not cast?
You podcast.
Say yes. All right. That's good. Kelly, three hosts discuss real live idiotic news stories. It's called Dumb People Town. Podcast or not cast?
Yes.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. The show got to start when two hosts who were having weekly conversations over the phone about their lives and the world around them decided other people would want to hear them. Is it a podcast or not? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, it is.
Strangely enough, it is. Yeah, dude. This would be a great one. This would be a great one. It's called, I Swear I Didn't Buy That. Scotty. Where people admit the embarrassing things that they bought.
That's real.
Good. You say it's real.
Yeah.
It's not. Sanity is overrated, Kelly. Podcast or not cast?
Well, what want the
description?
Yeah.
Just give me the sanity's overrated. Take a stab at it. Is it real
or
not?
Yes, it is. It's real.
That's good. Three childhood friends reunited after 15 years. After listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast, they realized, shit, anybody can do a podcast. Yes, anybody can.
And they do.
Laura, poetry and pot. Poetry and pot.
Yes.
No.
They don't analyze poetry while they're stoned?
Tony, Kelly.
That's a Broadway play, isn't it?
That's Tony with a Y, by the way. Three Tonys in a row.
Yes.
You say yes.
There's three Tonys.
Three guys named Tony review tomato sauces and frozen pizzas. It's a no, not a, not a but all of those are viable things for a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Did you ever listen to Modern Dadhood? That's a friend of ours, Adam Flaherty. It's about, you know, being a dad in this age and some of the struggles that come along with it. You know, are you sensitive? Are you tough? Are you strict? What do you? What are the rules? How do you get bossed around? How do you not have your kid wrap you around their finger? And how do you, you know, how do you navigate all the things young kids, Laura, your kids, Scotty, your kids, teenagers are going through? It's called Modern Dadhood.
You drink.
Really good.
You drink.
Jeez, I swear. I've learned. I've learned.
Took you long enough.
Took me a while. But Modern Dadcast, Modern Dadhood is a good podcast too. So if you're looking for something, all right. Well, there you go. It's a get your feet wet kind of Monday, and it feels like it. But there's our Buzz 24/7 for today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bon voyage, Billy Bob.
That prop Billy really
Bob.
Added a lot.
Thanks for big boners, Billy Bob.
I can't. I don't have an answer for it. I'm too...
Choke him.
I'm too tired, Kelly. Well, thank you, Kelly.
No problem, Greg. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm bringing this to the show.
What he said.
I think it's going to add something.
Yep.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.